Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, Saturday edition tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their site.
The little misers.
Yeah, we give ours away at freetalklive.com. I'm going to start out with some news here that you may not be aware of, unless you're someone who makes a habit of crossing the border on a fairly regular basis.
You mean the southern border with Mexico?
Well, it's probably happening at both of them, but yeah, this one is specifically about Mexico, although you might expect this to move up to the northern border eventually, just so they can be fair to everybody and how they're treating them, which is like crap. AZStarNet.com, treating you like a criminal. Amped up efforts to stop guns and cash from entering Mexico and fueling drug cartels could have an unintended effect on Americans, and that is longer waits in southbound lanes at the border. Most ports don't have much room for such inspections, putting U.S. and Mexican customs officials in a bind. If they keep traffic moving, it'll be tough to make the new inspections effective. If they conduct checks thorough enough to find guns and illegal cash, it might slow traffic. U.S. and Mexican officials insist their operations won't slow motorists. U.S. Customs.
Well, the government can make any promise they want,
yeah.
And if they don't keep it, you can stick it where the sun doesn't shine. Because they really don't care. The government doesn't have to provide good customer service to you. There's no motivation whatsoever. I mean, try to imagine what it would be like going to the police station saying, hey, why don't you people hurry up? You're going to get a gun pointed in your face if you're not careful.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says it won't conduct round-the-clock checks or check every last person, and Mexican Customs says it will take only 8 seconds to check each vehicle that comes through. But at ports with just one or two southbound lanes, those plans may still cause delays. According to the Phoenix-based Border Trade Alliance spokesman, they say, we're very concerned. The challenge is the lack of infrastructure and space. The Border Protection officers
who need more money.
Typically devoted nearly all of their time to inspecting traffic coming in to the U.S., are now, at the behest of President Obama, diverting significant time to what's leaving the country. So that's the story here, is that not only will you now be inspected by the U.S. Customs border official types while you come back from Mexico, you'll also be inspected while you leave.
Yeah, and you don't have any of the advantages that you have as a citizen of the United States at the border. The Fourth Amendment doesn't exist there.
That's what they told the Motorhome Diaries guys when they
tried
to cross.
If they decide they want to look in your butt for something, they can do that. They can look anywhere they want. You are not really an American citizen on the American border.
The story here says that they'll be diverting significant time now to what's leaving the country using traditional questioning. It's traditional, Mark. Yeah. They've been doing it forever. It's no big deal. This is a tradition here in America. Being questioned when you try to cross an imaginary line in the sand, that's a tradition. We should be proud of it.
Y'all have papers, please?
Yeah, that's what they do.
That's the tradition we're talking about here.
Mobile x-ray trucks. That's traditional, too, right?
Yeah, sure.
Mobile x-ray trucks.
Tasers, traditional tasers.
Because, x-rays are real safe. You should really just get x-rayed every day of your life, because it's good for your bones. And currency and weapons-sniffing dogs, officers are now conducting daily outbound inspections. Well, all right, Americans, aren't you happy? Aren't you feeling safe? Aren't you so glad that this is happening in the land of the free? Because that's what freedom's all about, right? It's, the freedom to get stopped by a bunch of armed men when you cross an imaginary line in the sand and have them treat you, however they want to. However, depending on what bureaucrat is happen to be in charge of that particular lane at that moment, depending on his whims, you'll be treated that however he feels like it.
We have a nation of laws here. It's not a nation of men.
Oh, but yes, it is. But there's more. The Mexican government has also pledged to increase traditionally lax inspections by subjecting every car to an 8-second inspection starting sometime this year, according to
That's what I want. Foreign law enforcement officers going over my vehicle. As though I'm not scared enough of the law enforcement officers in this country and the way that they seem to step outside of the bounds of the Constitution. on the Constitution on a regular basis. The ones that scare me a heck of a lot more are foreign ones, and honestly, Mexicans, law enforcement officers scare me a heck of a lot more than Canadian ones.
Really?
I mean, to me, that it just seems like an entrepreneurial activity to being
I'd rather be able to buy off my customs agent.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. It does seem like a good thing to be able to buy somebody off compared to having to deal with a criminal justice system. Maybe you're right.
Yeah. Necesitas un Franklin?
I suppose $100 would be much cheaper than having to deal with...
4 hours in a detention facility, maybe a few days in a detention facility. Sure.
You might be right.
Sure. So, there's more to the story here about, they're going to be really going quick here. They're going to move as fast as they can. They're going to use a strategy called pause and search, which means conducting southbound checks for a few hours at a time rather than all day long. They say that keeps smugglers on their heels. Because that's what it's all about, right? Got to catch those drug dealers.
Well,
got to catch those immigrants.
This is how the it's the politics of prohibition is what has gotten us to where we are. Mm-hmm. The politics of prohibition is what has made the border what it is, and really the diminishment of our Fourth Amendment rights entirely.
Well, that got the ball rolling.
The lessons that we didn't learn with alcohol prohibition. Well, that's what's diminished the Fourth Amendment.
The drug war certainly got the ball rolling on border crackdown, but the fear factor of the terrorist specter, this evil terrorist threat,
the
immigrants
specter,
too.
But immigrants are really a form of prohibition. It's labor prohibition.
That's true. Good point.
The terrorists, on the other hand, there wouldn't have been any wind. There wouldn't have been any wind for those sales if it hadn't been for the sort of anti-immigrant fervor that goes on.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Of course, you can combine this story with the other stories that we've seen this year and in recent times about how now they're going to start demanding people have U.S. passports in order to re-enter the country. And we've had one guy call us who makes, a habit of crossing the southern border on foot on a fairly regular basis, and he has told us that every time he's come back, he's basically been given a lecture about how you better get a passport. Even though it's supposedly illegal to now cross without a passport, they just always detain him for 20 minutes, lecture him, and let him go. So they haven't actually started doing anything significant about people without passports. But nonetheless, it's step by step. Step by step, they're cracking down on your ability to travel. And if you thought that you had the freedom to leave, because this is what they always say, right? The people that'll listen to the show for the first time, they'll hear us talking about some issue that we have with the way the government is in this country. Well, if you don't like it, you can leave.
America will never leave.
Really? Can I leave? Can I? From where can I leave without being molested? Well, by some government goon in a uniform.
You probably can leave, you'll get...
Unless I hit a southbound check at the customs.
Well, they're not going to prevent you from leaving. They're just going to slow your departure.
Mm.
However, there's a tax for when you're leaving the United States. And if you have to pay in order to leave, you're not free to leave.
I just want to know who feels good about this. Who feels safe? Who is happy about more searches at the border? More inconvenience.
People that don't cross it.
I understand that.
Because you remember the old Reverend Martin Niemöller poem?
Yes.
Of the guy experiencing the Nazi crackdown in Germany. He says, first they come for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I said nothing.
I'm not a border crosser.
Right. Then they come for the Jehovah's Witnesses, and I'm not a Jehovah's Witness, so I say nothing.
Who cares about them
then
border crossers?
Then they come for the Jews, and I said nothing.
Who cares about the fact that billions of dollars in business is passing over the southern and northern borders at any given point in time, and that any delays means those shipments aren't going to get to where they're supposed to be on time, and that just there's a huge economic downturn as a result of the amount of the more the intrusion,
sure,
the worse off the economy is, because people can't get stuff done if they're sitting and waiting in lines. Let's go to your calls. Al is in Miami listening to WFTL. Al, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Al?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys for the right or the left, but I hear the right always talking about losing some kind of freedom. When is the right going to wake up and realize that nobody is free in this country? It is a socialist country, whether you want to believe it or not. I mean, are any of you guys homeowners?
You are absolutely right on that. I'm going to bring you back here, and we'll answer your question here in moments. More with Al and your calls as well about anything. 800-259-9231. Aren't you happy to get searched? That's what being a good American means.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Saturday edition, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Don't you feel safe? That's my question to you after we just shared a story with you about how the U.S. Customs Border Patrol guys are now doing southbound searches at the southern border. So you'll get searched by them on your way out and your way back in. Doesn't that just warm your heart? 800-259-9231. That's the number here. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, perhaps you are only able to listen on your local radio station on Saturday nights. Well, we've got a whole weekday show thing that we do, and you can download the archives for going back for an entire year totally free on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. Also, I want to tell you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. If you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live and are tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life, well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We go back to Al in Miami listening to WFTL. All right, Al, you had just had barely enough time to get your point going, so I want to make sure, wanted to make sure you had enough time to continue. So go ahead. Al, are you still there?
Who let people really say what they want to say. And I really appreciate you for that. But no, you know, getting back to this myth that we're all free. You know, there's a rapper, an old school rapper by the name of KRS-One. He has this album called Edutainment. Mm-hmm. And one of the cuts is called The Racist. There's a line in there that I'll never forget. He says, if blacks and whites didn't argue the most, they could clearly see the government is screwing them both. Like I said, I asked you guys if you were homeowners for a reason.
I am.
I challenge any conservative, so-called right conservative, who has finished paying their mortgage to stop paying the taxes on the land that house is on and see if the government ends up with your house.
Oh, yeah. They'll come and they'll steal your home from you. They'll steal your home, and then they'll kick you out onto the pavement.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? You know, there's no such thing as free, and we need to wake up from this. You know, I don't know what your position is on the health care bill, but, you know, we pay taxes when we die. You got to pay, you know, even though your house is paid off, if you don't pay the taxes on the land, they're going to take your house. You got to pay taxes from your paycheck no matter what.
Right. That's because you're actually slaves. Everyone in America is actually a slave. It's just that the plantation is a lot more subtle than it was. You know, master doesn't stand over you holding a whip up on a horse anymore. They're in, you know, plush offices in Washington, D.C. or in your local city capital area. Those are the masters of today. And you're absolutely right. There is no freedom in America. It's all just it's an illusion. It's only comparative freedom. The only thing that you can say about America is that, well, you can do some things here that you can't do on other plantations. That's pretty much it.
And you know, like I said, you know, all this fighting and this nonsense between the left and the right, you know, I'm surprised that you actually see this. You know, we're not losing.
Well, wait a minute. You must be a first time listener, right, Al?
No, well, I just started listening recently, but sometimes I kind of get the notion that, you know, you guys bash Obama a little bit. And my whole thing is this. Here we got a president who's finally giving back something to the people or just trying to give it back. Even if you don't need it, even if some people say it's BS. But at least he's trying to give you something back, you know? And we're still too ignorant to just take the gift and shut up.
Al, it's not a gift. Because, you see, President Obama isn't giving you anything. He's taking from someone else and giving, you know, to other people. He's redistributing. So
That's the whole myth that I'm trying to bust down on. You know, no one complains about. You know, we all know that you got to pay your taxes. Period. That's what drives our
I don't know that.
That's what gives us police.
I don't even think they're my taxes, Al.
Yeah, I don't pay as many taxes.
I think that they are someone else's taxes. They force me to pay.
I don't pay federal taxes. And
I believe that the taxes are extortion from the man.
And
that's what I think.
And I believe that. And
that
Al,
man might be a cracker, and he might not, but he's the man.
And Al, I'd like to say that, you know, the only reason why Obama gets bashed is because he's the president right now. And you know, had you listened to the show in 2008, 2007, 2006, you would have heard plenty of you know, Bush bashing going on here. Because I don't think any presidents are good guys or looking out for me or interested in anything that that I'm interested in. These are men and women, maybe eventually, that are interested in nothing more than power over others. And
explain this to me. Hello?
Yes, sir.
We haven't jumped yet.
Explain this to me. All right. He added money to the GI Bill for the soldiers. He approved an $8,000, you know, tax credit for first-time home buyers. You know, even though Cash for Clunkers is kind of a clunker, you know, he's still giving some incentive for people to buy cars to get the automotive industry going. I mean, it's not like the dude is just giving everybody the middle finger.
Didn't George Bush write us all checks?
No. I mean, come
on,
man.
Yes, he did. George Bush gave us checks, for God's sakes. He was helping us out by giving us checks.
Yeah, the thing is, what they do is they...
But if you were behind on your taxes, you wasn't going to get nothing.
Okay. Well, if you didn't buy a car, you don't get nothing. If you don't join the Army, you don't get nothing.
Right.
But you can join
this health care plan for free.
But I don't know what it's going to turn into. What they're proposing today sounds like, the post office for health insurance, which I'm not really interested in.
Why knock it before giving it a chance? You know,
because
what I mean?
Once a government program is entrenched, there's no way to get it out. Tell me a government program that has disappeared. There's not one.
I'll
throw you one. There's that cell phone tax. The cell phone tax they got rid of recently instituted for the war of the Spanish American War.
That doesn't answer your question. Your question was program, not tax.
That's fine. There's the rural electrification board is about the thing that I could come up with, Al. But the fact is, they never go away. Bureaucracies grow. They get more people in there that
right.
do nothing.
And they suck at whatever it is that they try to do.
Insurance companies suck. The government sucks worse.
Okay, but my whole thing is this. Like I said, you know, you might not think he's giving it. You might think he's going to take from the rich and give to the poor, so to speak, Robin Hood. But, you know, a lot of these, you know, multi-billion dollar companies, you know, they hide money overseas. And no one beefs about that. I mean, we're not rich. You know, you're not rich. I'm not rich. But if we were trying to, you know, look for tax shelters and avoid paying taxes, you know, we would be hung. But these
I haven't paid taxes for half a decade.
Right. We're paying our share, but.
No, I'm not. No, I don't. First
there
of
is
all,
no share.
I don't have a share because I never agreed to the terms. Secondly, I am not paying. I'm going to not pay as much as I can possibly not pay. I do have a cell phone, so, you know, they get me on that one, and, you know, I've got a couple internet connections.
You get your check from the radio station. They got to take out taxes.
No, I don't work for the radio station. I do my own show, and the radio stations pick my show up, so the stations aren't paying me anything.
So you're one of the lucky guys who knows how to work the system before a lot of people.
No, it's not working the system. They'll throw me in, you know, they'll throw me in a jail cell if they want to throw me in a jail cell. I'm certain that what I'm doing probably breaks one of their myriad of laws, but I don't care. See, Al, because I've had enough of this. I've had enough of being extracted. I've had enough of being threatened. I've had enough of being scared, and I'm just going to go ahead and live life as much as a free man as I possibly can, understanding that, you know, they can just come and throw me in a cage whenever they feel like it, and they can make whatever crap up they want to justify their actions. I thank you for the call tonight. It's been a good conversation. More on the way here with your calls at 800-259-9231. At some point, I hope that you have this line, too. You just crossed that line in the sand where you've had enough.
We're sick of being a slave.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning running a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin. It's called Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex. It contains all the new fancy fruits in it, the antioxidant-type fruits, goji fruit, mangosteen, acai, nani fruit. These are considered to be some of the, by experts, to some of the most nutrient-rich foods in the world. And you can get a free week to try it out if you call 800-219-8874. It's 1-800-219-8874. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. It's Choose for Health.
All right, so I want to continue with the phone calls here, but just one more comment toward Al there in Florida, which I thought was a great call. And we agreed with so much of what Al said, and then we had a few things we disagreed with him on. But one of the things I thought was great about what he was saying was that he saw it pretty clear that there really isn't freedom in America. I mean, he has come to the conclusion, and it's correct, that property taxes are just evidence that you don't actually own your own home, that you may have thought that you owned your own home, but if you try to stop paying property taxes, you'll find out otherwise. So we pointed out that that's really just another example of how we're all slaves today to the government.
I like SURF in that particular instance. When you're talking about property taxes, it's really a holdover from the land,
feudalism.
The lord, in feudalism and all that kind of thing.
The other taxes make you a slave then.
You paid tribute to the lord as a vassal, and that's really what's going on.
It's a pretty subtle distinction, but nonetheless. And so he agreed with that conclusion, though. But then he went on to talk about how he thought that, well, Obama's a better master than, you know, some of the other masters have been, because he's giving some of the other slaves some, you know, some nice things. The soldiers are getting things from Obama, and he listed off a couple of different things that he thought was good. But my problem comes in with the slavery and the serfdom. I'm not concerned with what benefits master hands out to some of the other slaves.
Right, and let's remember that these slaves have they've decided to do things for the master in the process. If you want to joining the military, you've agreed to become the master's paid killer,
mm-hmm.
And that's what you're doing. So if master has to incentivize a little heavier in order to get somebody to join our all volunteer army, if you think it's all volunteer. Volunteer to leave. once you've signed that little contract, volunteer to leave. But nonetheless, and then, you know, the education, amounts that they're giving out. Well, these are the money is going to state-run institutions. I mean, it's no surprise there.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. So I focus at the root of the issue, the root of the problem, which is coercion, the avocation of force against peaceful people. And in order to pay those military men, whatever it is he's going to pay them, in order to promote the healthcare platform, the government-run healthcare thing, he's going to have to extract money by force from people who otherwise might decide to spend that money in a different way. Like me, for instance. I'm not interested in paying for military members to go over and kill people around the world. Just not interested in that. So I don't want to pay for that. And I don't appreciate being forced to.
As a matter of fact, Obama increased the taxes on certain types of tobacco recently. I was a cigar smoker. I've quit completely smoking cigars for that very reason. Because I don't want the money that's being taken forcibly from these tobacco companies when I decide to purchase. I don't want that money going to the United States government so that they can use it to kill people.
Let's go to your calls. Judy is on the line. Ladies first, listening to WFTL in Florida. Hello, Judy.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Great. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just driving, so I happened to turn this on. I'm not a listener, but I had some comments on some of the things you're talking about.
Okay.
Well, I sort of disagree with a lot of the things you're saying because, you're living in a society, you're driving a road. Mm-hmm. You don't have to own a house. You don't have. You could move out of Florida, find a rural place.
I don't live in Florida.
Pitch a tent and grow your own food. I mean, there's a lot of options, and I'm sure you've traveled, but if you've been to certain countries that are not as fortunate as Americans, who would love to be here, obviously, they're climbing over borders and swimming rivers and breaking
Judy, why don't you just tell
to
me
be
to,
here.
Why don't you just tell me if you don't love this country to leave it?
No, because you're free to make the choice.
I'm free to do what?
You're free to live any way you want to. You can leave
really
the country
not.
If you choose to.
You pointed out some interesting points. However, we did point out that property taxes make it so that you're not free.
Well, you don't have to own a house.
Well, you just said, where am I going to live?
I'm sure you could find a place that you could set up a tent and grow your food and maybe create clothing.
You think that I can live on some land and not pay taxes on that land?
Somebody would let you live there. There's a lot of hippies that manage to get away with that and live the way they choose. But the point is, you're free to choose that. You're free not
right.
to
take
vote.
Your baby and your wife, Mark.
Use.
Right. I'm going to take my baby and my wife, and we're going to live in a tent, and we're not going to live on a piece of land. Judy, what are you proposing here?
What I'm proposing is if you don't want to pay for it, because taxes are what you're paying for your baby to go to school.
Oh, I see the confusion.
Right.
He doesn't go to school.
Wait, I see the confusion here, Judy. Let me jump in real quick.
Okay.
It's not that I don't want to pay for roads. I'm all in favor of paying for the products and services that I use, okay? I'm not a free rider. It's what I disagree with that I don't want to pay for. I don't want to pay for people getting killed around the world. I don't want to pay for a government indoctrination system called a government school. I'm not interested in those products and those services.
You don't have to. The point is there are places.
Yes, I do have to, because if I want to live in the life that I'm living, where I live in my nice home that I've worked very hard to have for myself.
But the government didn't build, and so therefore they don't have the right to tax you on it. I'd like to point this out, Judy, is that the land that I own currently, well, I say own, really, the government owns it, and I rent it from them. The land that I have, and I put a house on, they raised the taxes. They didn't send any government bureaucrats out to help me build that house.
They cut your wood last year, didn't they?
They didn't send anybody out to cut the wood. They do nothing, but they raised the taxes, even though all I'm doing is living there.
Well, I can say, I hear your point, you know, and I'm from Hawaii, and they're trying to succeed and make a nation within a nation. So it's like, so what are they going to do? Run the hotels? Or, you know, it's like somewhere you're living in a society.
You don't think the Hawaiians can run those hotels? They are running those hotels, Judy.
The government's not running the Hawaiian hotels. What
the
are you
federal government
about?
Does nothing for the Hawaiian citizen, the Hawaiian natives.
I understand that.
They want you. They want the Hawaiis out of there.
Okay, well, anyway, what I'm trying to tell you, in my opinion, and I respect what you're saying, and I own a lot of property, and I hate paying taxes, and I agree with everything you're saying, but you have a bit, you know, this is the way it's working, that
That's
we live
right.
in a society, and you have to contribute to get, you know, the roads don't make themselves, they don't repair themselves.
Well,
you know,
Judy,
maybe.
Sure they don't, absolutely, but we don't know how the roads would make themselves, and they're a very valuable service, so I'm sure they would in a society where they weren't coercively paved, and I don't think the roads is the primary issue here. We're not complaining about roads.
I mean, have you ever been sick and you need to go to a hospital? They don't turn you down.
There are plenty of private hospitals in this country, but they've made the regulations so high that essentially now they have to be run through taxes.
There are plenty of hospitals that are, you know, people can go to, and look, I hear what you're saying, you know, my bills are going up too. I pay property taxes and I hate it.
Do you think the government is more or less efficient than the free market, Judy?
Do you think that the government
in running something, say a hospital, is more or less efficient than, say, a business at running something?
Well, I don't say that businesses are necessarily efficient. I mean, look what they ran the all the banking systems, all the stuff that's been going down the past year.
Well, I can see the confusion there. However,
the reason there's such a big mortgage problem is the banks weren't supervised. And well, I don't know about you, but I had a lot of mortgage problems.
They were thoroughly supervised. The banks are actually a franchise of the Federal Reserve System. They when they loan money, they don't have that money on hand. They get it from the central bank, and that's a very confusing process. So you need to come up with another example. Example besides banks.
Banks are essentially an extension of the federal government.
That's all they are.
Okay, and then I'm going into the cars. I mean, look, all I'm saying is, and I don't want to stay on your phone all night with you guys, and look, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, at some point, you know, if you've been to foreign countries, which I'm sure you have.
That's right.
And
this plantation is better than the other plantations. That's all you're saying is, you're saying you hate paying taxes, but
they're
darn it,
making it worse. The government here is getting more intrusive.
But it's still the best plantation in the world. Judy, thank you.
I've been to plenty of other countries.
Thank you, Judy. Appreciate it. More on the way here. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddoll.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Well, as usual here, Mark, when we talk about being free and how this is, you know, really just kind of a slave serf world that we're living in, where everybody just lives on big plantations, and there's some freedom to cross from one plantation to another, but ultimately NASA owns you and your property, and you'll do as he says, he or she or they or whoever
they
are.
They don't really own you as much as they own your property and your labor. If you decide you want to work, then, you know, in order to take care of your family and support them,
that's true.
Then they're going to extract, it's hard to say, about 50%, maybe up to 75%
true.
Of your wealth.
They don't own you if you go out and live in the middle of the woods,
right.
As she was suggesting earlier.
Like Judy was suggesting, if you went and lived in a teepee, maybe you can find somebody who would let you put that teepee up for free on your land. However, they're still paying taxes on that land to somebody. Yeah. So I don't know that really matters living free on a piece of land.
But anytime the slaves, you and I, Mark, start complaining about things and talking about how much better things would be without all this coercion, this government that we have today, inevitably people will call in to say, well, you guys just don't know how good you have it here. Haven't you been to other countries?
I've been to Greece and Haiti, and they both were crap.
Those other places are way worse than here. And that's a true statement.
Plenty of other places. Those are just some of the two worst that I was in.
But that's a true statement. Yes, there are many places around the world that are worse off than here.
Does that mean we shouldn't argue for freedom here? We shouldn't stand for freedom in our country, in the land of the free, which is becoming less and less free all the time.
Yeah.
Now, certainly there are, there have been some instances of increased freedom here in the United States. Indians have it a heck of a lot better than they used to. Orientals is what they used to call them. Asian people have it a heck of a lot better than they used to. Black people have it a heck of a lot better than they used to. But by and large, the citizenry as a whole, not that it, now there's the government's a bit more colorblind than it used to be, but
yeah.
The citizenry as a whole is having its wealth and its work and its labor extracted from it by force.
force. You can't call that freedom. And that's the issue. It's the force that's the issue. It's not the roads. I have no objection to...
We don't have, a problem with paved ground.
Well, I have a problem with how poorly the government does at paving that ground. I think it could be done a lot better. It could be done a lot cheaper. And I think that the marketplace could do all those things better. But that's an aside. You know, if all I had to do was pay for the roads and...
Yeah. Here, I'll give you the roads, the courts, and the cops. Now, you give me back my the rest of my freedom. I'd be willing to make that trade. However,
like
that's not where the government goes away.
Yeah.
The government has a tendency to grow. For instance, you see now law enforcement is in areas that they shouldn't be at all, like, well, enforcing
drugs.
The drug war and
right.
gambling and you know, deciding whether or not certain people should have guns or not have guns, which guns they can have. They grow. The government is all about mission creep.
And the issue is, I can't choose. I don't have that freedom. And that's the fundamental freedom that I'd like to have. I'd like to have the ability to choose and say, no, that's not something I agree with, so therefore I'm not going to pay for it. I don't have to pay for your church if I don't agree with your church's particular religious viewpoint. I don't have
that's
to pay.
That's a really, really great point, and I'd like to stop you there.
Yeah.
I want you to think back. I was just reading a history of the Quakers in New England, and the Puritans were killing Quakers in the 1650s. You came to Massachusetts, and you said the word thee or thine, and you were going to die. That's how they do it. They kill them. So this was being done all over the world. Basically, if your religion was attached to geography, and if they disagreed with your religious practice geographically, you were in big trouble. Now religion isn't geographically nailed down in this country. I can be a Quaker and live in New England, and I'm not going to die. And I am a Quaker living in New England, and I'm not dying. And you don't see that much problem with geography and religion any longer. However, government is still tied to geography. What would happen in a world where government wasn't tied to geography, where I could have a certain governing system, and you could have a different one, Ian?
Well, too radical, Mark. Too radical.
But maybe that would have been... I'm sure the Puritans felt that way,
yeah,
as they were setting Quakers on fire.
Let's go to your calls. Mike is listening to KGEZ in Montana. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Ye, by your leave, my lord.
What's on your mind tonight?
We're going back to serfdom.
Yeah? You
know? Well, did we ever leave serfdom?
You know, sometimes... You know, you and I will always disagree on a lot of things, but sometimes you got to talk to people, and the first thing you say is, now, did you take the red pill or the blue pill? You know, because, you know, that woman could be a great woman, hard worker, own a small business, you know.
Sure.
Just watches too much Fox News. Or she could be a state employee, which she kind of sounded like, you know. These government employees... I mean, they're hook, line, and sinker. I mean, they swim in that pond, and they eat you, you know. And they pay taxes on the money they receive from the taxpayers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, here's another thing for you. Did you know that the largest group of property taxpayers in the United States is the small property owners? Did you know that?
No, it makes sense. I mean, it seems like,
farmers are subsidized. Ted Turner puts half his property in Nature Conservancy. It's a big write-off, and he's one of the biggest landowners out here in the West. Most of your homesteaders, because of whatever reason, whether it's political or it's just nice of the levies that they throw on everybody, the homesteaders, they still pay the same taxes they paid back in 1890, 1910. You know, some of my neighbors, great people, but, you know, they got 12,000-15,000 acres and they pay $200 a year.
So what is a homesteader?
I got 10 acres and I pay $4,000 a year.
It's a Western thing, I think.
So homesteader's a Western thing?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Is it King's deed? The people that have had this in their family? What is it?
Yeah, well, it's just that, you know, large tracts of land, ranches and farms and stuff like that, they're not your big taxpayers. I mean, you look at these people who got 10,000-12,000 acres, it doesn't mean they're paying, you know, $500 an acre like I am.
Sure.
You know, or $800, whatever it is.
Don't forget the churches. The Catholic Church is the largest land-owning body in the world. The churches don't have to pay taxes at all.
Right. So the point is that it's the small guy, the little guy, the little serf, it is paying for the big kingdom. You know, he's paying with his blood over in Iraq or Vietnam.
Be.
Yeah. Well, you know, it, what happens, you get a government employee, okay, whether it's a mayor, a county health inspector or whatever, you know, and they get this money through the government, man, they are the biggest evangelists.
Sure they
are. For taxes, you know. And so what you got is a system in which now 40% of the people are employed by the government, and the rest of us are getting contracts from the state and the city to build things or highways or whatever. So if you really think about it, we are a communist, pseudo-communist nation.
Absolutely.
In which we're paying into the collective. Most people out here are think that they're working for themselves, but they're selling to the city, selling to the state, selling to the feds. I mean, the whole thing about the woman said about the automobiles, GM, one of the biggest suppliers to the military. The only thing that kept them afloat was Vietnam and all the brushfire wars and the Cold War and then Iraq 1 and Iraq 2.
And the bailouts.
Yeah, right. Let's not forget that there's plenty of auto manufacturers here, right here in the United States that are doing just fine. Honda, Toyota, BMW, all of them, they didn't need bailouts from the United States.
Yeah, they don't get big, you know, government contracts, you know. So what I'm saying is a lot of people have taken the red pill, you know, and then the other people have taken the blue pill. And what you guys, you got two different paradigms. They can't even fathom that if you refuse to pay your taxes on your property, you get 25 guys in black uniforms kicking you out the door, you know.
You don't think they believe that that would happen or something? They don't realize that?
I don't think they do. I do not think they do because they obviously don't understand that they're living in a system that, yes, you know, we got to have police because there's a bunch of evil people out there. We got to have courts because we got to process those evil people. We got, you know, what happened was way back in the 30s when they were trying to fight Al Capone and them guys, right, is that there was so much corruption in local politics and local law enforcement that they couldn't nail Capone. All right. So what they did is they had Elliot Ness and some, you know, little government agency collecting taxes on alcohol. And they said, okay, well, you go after the length of their rifles or pistols. You know, if they got a barrel that's this long, you bust them, you know. So they started creating these federal laws. The ATF was born out of that. Or the drug wars. What happens is instead of local law enforcement, city, county, whatever, you know, nailing these drug dealers for extortion or bribery or whatever, they have to create new laws. Drug possession, this and that, to bust these criminals. And so what happened is because people are immoral and out to get everybody, and they hate cops, they hate authority, they hate you, they hate their neighbors, what's happened is we live in a mess, a geographical mess. And the only way out of this is states' rights.
I generally agree with what you're saying, and I thank you for the call tonight. Hour number two is on the way. I think the way out of it is to declare independence, the hell with the federal government, and let's get as many liberty-oriented people together in the same place so we can have a very positive, freedom-oriented mindset all in the same geographic region.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.